This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Could Washington end up with either Michael Penix Jr. or Bo Nix? We're going to see here today which one's the better QB. Let's go. Greetings and salutations, and welcome to Ref the District's March Madness QB edition. This is the last matchup of the first round, and it's our 4-5 matchup, Michael Penix Jr. versus Bo Nix, and quite possibly going to be the most heated out of all of them. We've had clear winners, we felt, in the first three matchups, but this one might come down to the wire. I'm very interested in seeing where people are going to go with this one, Stoner, where you're going to go, because I don't even know your thoughts yet. I do know my thoughts, but of course, people can insert their thoughts either by commenting on the video here on YouTube or going out to our community page and voting in on these. Once we're done with these first rounds, we're going to be into the next round. Jaden Daniels is awaiting the winner of this matchup, and that's going to be a tough task for either one of these two to do, as Michael Penix Jr. and Bo Nix looked at the latter half of the first round. So you really kind of just don't want to have Jaden Daniels as your QB if that's the case. But we're not talking about Jaden Daniels today. It's just going to be these two on our March Madness QB edition. There's been a lot of smoke screens thrown, Stoner, about what Washington's going to do. We've heard Drake May. We've heard Jaden Daniels. We've heard J.J. McCarthy. We've heard they're fielding phone calls. And that's why any of these QBs are realistically in play, and we just don't know what's going to happen come draft day.
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting time, of course, trying to figure out what's going to happen. And like I've said before, I'm not sure if it's so crazy kind of in the Commanders universe because we're up there at this high pick and we need a quarterback, or if it's like this every year for those teams that need quarterbacks. You know, how was it last year when the Carolinas and the Houstons, was it as crazy as it is for us now? Because I'll be honest, last year I wasn't paying attention to the Bryce Young versus CJ Stroud sort of discourse that people were having, because I didn't care, because I didn't have a dog in that fight or a horse in that race, whatever the cliche is. But this year it's super exciting to try and figure out where Washington is going to go with that number two pick or number one pick or number five pick or number 11. Who knows? We just have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's very interesting not to know what's going to happen. A lot is right now in the control with Washington, right? Because there's only one team slated to pick above them right now. So they could just go straight out and get their guy, or they can go ahead and bounce back if they like multiple guys and get in a haul. So I know that a lot of people were team trade back before with Sam Howell on the roster, kind of develop around them. And Adam Peters is pretty big on, you know, building a roster as well, but it seems like QB has to be the pick. So we'll see where they're going to go. Dan Quinn kind of opening up the door that, yeah, we're going to take a QB, but where is going to be an Adam Peters decision. So I'm very interested to see what's going to happen here. And as we kind of get in the know, we're going to be looking, you know, for answers ourselves. And if you're looking for answers, you can possibly go over to Bet Online, where they have all of your wagering news and information right at your fingertips. They have March Madness going on right now, NBA action, baseball's getting to start, and you have hockey coming to a close. Big playoff push for the Caps going on right now. And all of that information is going to be right at your fingertips. Just use the code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus. And you too will have the power of knowledge. Bet Online, where the game starts. Stoner, Penix is somebody who I think a lot of people would really, really like. And I've heard a lot of good things about him. And then Bo Nix is a guy who has also just spent a lot of time in college. Both of these QBs starting off in a different school than where they ended. Both of them a little bit older. When I went into this, I was really kind of just thinking these would be two kind of meh quarterbacks, but I actually came away, you know, impressed with some of the things that I saw and understand why there's going to be a team that drafts one of these QBs.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to full transparency. I don't know who I'm going to pick. I'm not going to make that selection until we're done discussing this. And maybe you can sway me in one way or the other, or maybe just as we talk about it, I'm going to make that decision in my brain because believe it or not, I wanted to very much dislike Bo Nix. I saw him at Auburn. He was horrible at Auburn. But like a lot of these guys, they're young, they're learning, they're getting better and better and better. And while some people look at Michael Penix spent 6 years in college, Bo Nix spent 5 years in college. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people look at that as a bad thing. I look at that as a good thing because they're playing every day. They're developing. It's not 1 year and then go and sit on the bench or go and learn at the NFL level. Mm-hmm. I like that they're learning and getting better and better and better. But Bo Nix was so bad.
We've talked about this a lot when it comes to QBs, and Sam Howell even last year, is the way to improve your QB play is to get reps, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not to say that a QB who sits for a year at the NFL isn't going to be successful. We've seen a lot of examples of where those QBs are successful because they get to learn the playbook, get a little bit more familiar with that. But when it comes to the college level, there's nothing better than getting these snaps. And these two gentlemen, you know, they weren't overly successful at their first school, and then they make the jump and to another school and seemingly make the jump. And this was something that we talked negatively about Sam Hartman, who was our number 8th seed, is he went to Notre Dame from Wake Forest and he didn't make the jump. These two did.
Yeah.
These two looked like much, much better, much improved QBs. Now, some of that is the style of offense that they're running, but a lot of it was also just that, you know, they're more familiar with how the game works and the processing. And these two QBs that we're pitting together today faced off against each other. And actually, I feel silly now for not actually bringing up the head-to-head record because that would be interesting. Although QB wins, not actually a thing. I say that almost a lot of the time. So like, a lot of people like to put QB wins. I know JJ McCarthy video, we mentioned he's 27-1. People like to say he's a winner. Not really a thing. But Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. are two QBs that I think have a lot of good traits to them that are reasons why you would want to take them. Now, they do have a couple of caution signs out there as well. We're going to get to those in a bit. Let's start with Penix Jr., though, kind of his pluses and minuses. You mentioned, just as I've mentioned, kind of, you know, liking them as we watched some film, as we kind of read about them, kind of seeing where they are in the thought process. Where do you stand right now with Penix Jr. as far as like a strength of his?
Yeah, he's got a lot of strengths, a lot of strengths. And again, I think him being 24 years old is actually a positive, not a negative. Drake May is, what, 21 maybe? People like that younger style quarterback because they want more time to develop them if needed, or that he can just be around longer. But if I'll take a 24-year-old who comes in and is ready to play. Mm-hmm. So I like that he has 6 years of college experience, 5 years, of course, on the field. He has got a rocket arm. He can make every throw. He's excellent off platform. He has a high IQ, a quarterback IQ, a football IQ. The best thing about him, Nathan, is his pocket awareness. He is fantastic in the pocket. When we talked about one of the biggest pitfalls of the Sam Howell time here in Washington was his pocket awareness wasn't there.
Yeah.
And his sack rate, and that was his sack rate was the same in college.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Penix has basically the best pressure to sack ratio alive of any quarterback alive.
It's just ridiculously just how good that is
compared to like a Sam Howell who's close to 30%, mm-hmm. and a Michael Penix who's at like 6%. And by the way, Jaden Daniels way up there at 23%.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. You know, I think regardless of who makes it past, we're going to talk about that Jaden Daniels pressure to sack percentage, sure, because that is a big warning sign. But Jason mentioned just last year, 7.6 was his pressure to sack ratio.
Fantastic. And
phenomenal. I mean, it's leagues above everybody, probably aside from Bo Nix. Bo Nix is actually fairly good on this stat as well, but that definitely is the first thing that pops out to me, stat wise, when you're just kind of like looking through, like trying to cherry pick some of the analytics and stuff. That was the first thing that popped out. And then you watch the games and you kind of see how it manifests itself, and how he is very aware of the pocket and moving it. He's not a mobile QB. He has a couple of leg injuries. So it's not like he's not a Jaden Daniels who's just going to cut and run and be able to just absolutely maneuver around, or even a Caleb Williams who can just spin his way out of a sack.
Yeah.
Michael Penix Jr. has to use those smarts. And because of that, some people have started likened him to kind of a new age Tom Brady.
Careful, easy now. New age Tom Brady. Because of that, he does tend to rely on his arm a little bit too much. So when he is in that pocket, he does get some pressure. He will kind of make throws that are not necessarily there because he believes he can do it because he has that great arm. So his completion percentage is not up where some of these guys are. He's in the 65% range. He's not up into the 70s like a JJ McCarthy, like a Drake May and Daniels, all these guys way up there. But that is a smaller negative than some of the others. The biggest negative I have for him is really simple, and this is legit. Those injuries are a concern. He's had two torn ACLs, and he's had two shoulder injuries. And we're talking about every year it's something. In 18, it was a knee. In 19, it was a shoulder. In 20, it was a knee. In 21, it was a shoulder. And now here we are a couple years past that, and he hasn't necessarily had those bad injuries, but he has that history, and that's a concern.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Those things when it comes to, you know, the worrisomeness of it, right, is the fact that he is 24 years old at this point, right? Yeah. So you're expecting him to come in and start right away. But a lot of people don't like those older quarterbacks because they, once you sign that second contract, they're almost 30 years old. I mean, we've seen now multiple QBs play into their 40s.
Sure.
And so you're still, you know, relatively speaking, you're talking about 14, 15, 16 years of talent that you're able to reap from these players. Mm-hmm. But the problem is when you have these injuries in your 20s, as you and I know, as military members, right? Like, you get to a certain age and those injuries kind of pile up.
Sure.
And the fact that we're already talking about him not being a mobile QB and having these injuries, you know, his pocket mobility is going to continue taking a hit if he takes another injury, or the fact that he's going to be up against elite defenders who are much quicker than what he's been facing out at the Pac-12. Maybe that, you know, slight shift isn't going to be enough, and he's not able to move or extend the pocket just that fraction of a second that he needs to get a throw away, especially because probably the other knock to him and one of the reasons why he's inconsistent is he has a much longer throwing motion than some of the other QBs, including Bo Nix on here, who's much more compact throwing motion. But it kind of reminds me a little bit, not that I like to do the QB comparison dance, although I will bring up another one for Bo Nix. He reminds me a little of a Byron Leftwich, like the seasoned Byron Leftwich, who lost his mobility when he was in. He had that longer throwing motion. He can throw an absolute dart. Not always consistent, but fairly good. I mean, I like that you're not concerned about the age, because I do think that's one of the silliest arguments to be made. The injury concern is why I really am really concerned about him at the number four, especially when he's going up against a Bo Nix here who doesn't have that injury and has likewise been in the league, the college system for a while, and has just improved every year. He's just gotten better and better and better. And out at Oregon, he's put together a couple of fantastic seasons out there. This last year, 45 touchdowns to 3 interceptions.
Hang on, Nathan. You just kind of just threw that out there like it was nothing. 45 to 3 is insane at any level. 45, you know, is really good, but to only have 3 picks in an entire season, that to me is an insane number.
Well, one of the other insane things is we talk a lot about Penix Jr.'s being able to move around the pocket and do that kind of stuff with that 7-6 pressure sack ratio last season. Well, that's the same ratio that Bo Nix has. His career-wise, he's in the double digits, but a lot of that was from his time at Auburn. So when we talked with Jason Campbell, that was one of the things we focused on for Sam Howell, is that something you can learn? He said, yes, but it takes some time and it's better when you're younger, not necessarily being thrown to the wolves in the NFL. Now we have a QB who we've seen go from double digits to single digits both times in at Oregon, where, hey, maybe we have something here. Bo Nix, not as athletic as some of the other ones, but in this particular matchup against Penix, he does, like, he is, like, if we're rating just these two like we are today, Bo Nix is the clear athlete mm-hmm. out of the two of them. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that he's got a shorter, windup, and he's very accurate. You mentioned how that is. He's really good at the pre-snap reads. Mm-hmm. My one knock for him would be the offense that he was running in Oregon is not anywhere near an NFL offense. You don't really see the big play from him as much as it's him getting the ball to his talented playmakers in space close to the line of scrimmage. And that's probably the biggest one there. His average depth of target over last season was 6.8 yards. He didn't have to do much from that quarterback position, which is where I think is going to be his biggest knock, in my opinion, is because you can't just rely on dinking and dunking in the NFL. I know the defenses are starting to take away the big pass plays, and dinking and dunking is needed, but you need a QB who can take the shot. And I don't know that I trust Bo Nix to take the shot.
Yeah. And all those are fantastic points. And I agree with everything that you had in there. And just let me add something that I don't like about Bo Nix. And he does have an issue with his footwork. His footwork is kind of all over the place. And we saw a guy last year whose biggest concern for in his entire repertoire as a quarterback in Sam Howell was his footwork. And his footwork makes all the difference in the world in whether you're a successful quarterback or not. And Bo Nix doesn't have that yet. And he doesn't have that after 5 years of college football, big time college football at two different schools. So it is kind of one of those things where I'm not sure that he can learn that over a certain amount of time. Can you get better at it? Sure. But I don't think you can get really good at it when you're already at that certain age and you haven't shown it so far. So that's my biggest concern about him. His numbers are off the charts, especially this past year. I do like a lot about him, but I mean, some of the negatives on him are a little too much to overcome some of these other guys.
Okay. Well, this is one I feel our viewers, our listeners are going to have the biggest impact in. So make sure you head out to our YouTube community page. You get your vote in and tell us why you are taking the QB out of this 4-5 matchup that you are. I know which one I'm going to take. Stoner, do you have yours?
Yeah,
seems I like think you're leaning so. One way.
Yeah, I think so. And I was kind of leaning this way. But look, either one of these are both going to be day one picks, I believe. They're both going in the first round this year. I think there's going to be five quarterbacks taken in the first round. And so that's great if you get picked in the first round, obviously. But if you have the number two overall pick and you basically have a choice of all these quarterbacks, you can't take one of these two guys. If you got the 16th pick and you need a quarterback, if you got the, I don't know, what are the Vikings or
11 and 23. Yeah.
Or maybe it's the Raiders or the Broncos are at 12, right? And they need a quarterback. Mm-hmm. I can see them taking one of these two guys with that because all the other guys are gone. So the Caleb and Jaden and Drake are gone. I mean, probably JJ McCarthy as well. So that is where the kind of the difference in these guys. They are first-round picks. They are first-round talents, but they're not number two overall. Having said all that, if I had a choice between these two in this bracket, which I do, that's why we're doing this content, I am taking Michael Penix Jr. I like his quarterback IQ. I like his team focus. We didn't even mention that. He is a big team guy. Sure. His high IQ in the quarterback.
Let's go back to the Ron Rivera days. Take the guy with the high caliber character.
That's right.
Definitely not anybody who would be caught speeding a couple of different times, right?
That's right. Right. So in this particular one, I'm taking Michael Penix Jr. Over Bo Nix, but it's very close.
It is very close, and this is the first split that we're going to have here in our March Madness QB session. So we need people to weigh in on this one. The big thing for me is going to be the injuries to Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, fair.
Those added with the fact that no QB in this draft is going to be a sure thing. I see him at a bigger risk than I see a Bo Nix. And you kind of mentioned Denver, and I didn't give the player profile for Bo Nix. but you mentioned Denver maybe drafting somebody at 12, wanting to take one of these guys. I can see Sean Payton liking Bo Nix in the same sense of how he loved Drew Brees. Now, that's a high praise for Bo Nix. I'm not saying that he is a Drew Brees.
Yeah.
But the way he has that accuracy, those short passes, you know, a guy who didn't need to necessarily, you know, throw the ball up, though he did. He was capable of it. Drew Brees was. I can see Denver taking, you know, Bo Nix off the board and making them a quality one, because he does have some good pre-snap decisions. And if you can get the ball out quickly, if you can design the offense that way, I think you're going to have a successful QB. The biggest thing I thought Penix had going for him was the pressure sack ratio, just outstanding throughout his entire career. But then when you look at Bo Nix's Oregon days and you see it matches Penix Jr., that's what ends up taking that. That took away his biggest strength for me, Penix Jr.'s biggest strength for me. And it left a guy who was hyper successful in Oregon versus a guy who I feel the injuries are going to catch up to, and some of the inconsistencies with his accuracy are going to be a problem in the long run. So I'm taking Bo Nix. Stoner is taking Michael Penix Jr. Who are you taking? Leave something in the comments for us. Go vote in that poll. If you're listening to this on your favorite audio platform, make sure you leave us a rating and review, and then hit us up at one of our social media platforms at Ref the District to let us know who you would like with either one of these. The winner is going up against Jaden Daniels, so pick smartly, because that one could be a bloodbath. So I'm Nathan Perry. That's the Stoner here on Ref the District, a part of the Believe Network, brought to you by Bet Online. And until next time,
45-3 touchdown interception ratio.
Be a fan.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.